Welcome everybody. Share number 1291. We're learning today. Live in Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbi and Zizel. The Nishmas Blima Bas Fem Moshe and Lerfu Shleim Rifol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to our malacha of Zaira winnowing. Okay, so we started talking about the subject of. We said in general, winnowing is the when somebody does an action and it runs parallel to the malacha of boirer, separating oichel from psoil, separating two different items, good from bad, and so on. Okay, but when we started talking about a interesting Yerushalmi that's brought down by the Ramah, actually halacha lamaisa, in the end of our Simin Shin Yotes, which is what we're working on, that if somebody basically spits into the air and the wind comes and blows it, right, and separates it, a person will mamash be chayev for zayre. So so we started discussing that issue, like, what's the story over here? If a person throws simple water into the air, it's one item. If a person sprays aerosol, some sort of spray into the air, it's one item. If a person spits into the air, it's one item. What's the separation? What are we separating and what's taking place? In other words, what we're trying to say, this has nothing to do with the Malach of Zayre. Why does the Yerushalmi say that this is Zayre winnowing, and why does the Ramah quote it? Okay, so we said last time there are various different ways of learning it up, but the simple way how the Mishnah Berurah is learning it, he says that Lamaisa, we don't find who's choshesh for this whole thing, but just to read a little bit from the Bir Halacha, how he's explaining it, where Taki says it's he doesn't find it to be a major problem for various different issues. He says like this in Devir Maskol Mefazer, again at the end of Simin Shin Yud Tes. He says that he brings from Shuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger Simachav in this topic Beshoyfich Mayim Muatim Mitzloiches Derech Aloin Baruch Mafazer Hatipois Echad Poyne Lekan Echad Poyne Lekan Ichai Mishum Zer. In other words, what's the case? Somebody takes they have a jug of water, right, or a jar of water, whatever the case is, and they pour it out the window, right? Again, in case in time, no question of carrying, there's air there, whatever, backyard. So, but they pour it out the window, and the wind comes and spreads the droplet. Of the small amount of water, it just spreads the droplets all over, right? And again, there's no questions of planting. We're not throwing it onto grass. It's pavement, let's say, whatever the case is. The question is over here, the wind itself spreads the water that I now threw into the air. And is that going to be a problem, right? According to what we said in the Ramah and the Yerushalmi, that if somebody spits into the air and the wind comes and separates the person's saliva, so if I throw water into the air and the wind comes and separates that, maybe that's a problem too. So he brings down the Zabir Halacha, again, Divya Maskel Mefazer at the end of Shin Yates, there many are mekel over here. And and they just like leave out this. There are many poskim leave out this Yerushalmi. They don't quote this Yerushalmi as halacha lemaisa like the Ramah does in the Shulchan Aruch. So we say Shmami. No, we see from this the loy sphere lehu kein that. This whole thing is not really, we're not going to be so worried about it, like we said in the Biral, in the Mishnah Berurah. We're not so worried about a single item being thrown into the air, like in this case. We spoke about last time the confetti, where it was also a single item, but that was separate pieces. Over here, it's one thing. It's one clump of water. It's one thing of saliva. It's one whatever. It's an aerosol spray. Whatever the case is, it's a clump of liquid being separated. That's the problem. And the reason why I'm reading this Bir Halacha, because he explains a lot of yesoidis, a lot of foundations of our Malacha of Zayre, which we have to have an understanding to know, when it applies in practical application. So he says, Ela de Malacha Zayre, the Malacha of Zayre, of winnowing, who came bar? It's similar to bar, the Mavar Psoilis, B'taychaychel. It's similar to bar, that you take good from bad, or bad from good, however it's done with the Halachas of bar. That Avabakulai Psoilis, when it's all Psoilis, when it's all bad, let's say, when it's all not usable material, like the case of the saliva, the case of the water, they're throwing it out or whatever. It's all one psoilus. Ain't chay mishum zayra. That's not zayra. You're not chay for zayra. Oh, so now he says further. Afla das Ramah. Even according to the Ramah, who we quoted, but what do you mean? The Ramah quotes it in the Shulchan Aruch. So what do we do with that? Yesh l'tzadeh the hudafka b'roik. So some want to say, oh, so that could be possibly only if one spits into the air. But if it's and then you have saliva. But if it's a question of water or aerosol spray, or the sprays that the people spray into the air or whatever it is, So then, as far as Zaira, that spraying onto something else is a problem as far as the smell. If something has a smell, like deodorant, right? And you spray it onto clothing, that you're not allowed to do. I want to make sure we understand that. You spray something that has a smell onto an item, that is not allowed to be done on Shabbos. That's a separate thing. But as far, we'll try and talk about that in the past. But as far as the Malach of Zaira, it's one item that's being spread out. So he wants to say, so that some want to say that the Rama is talking only about spit. So why is saliva different than water? Why is saliva different than these other items? That if it's one thing, I throw it into the air, right? And like water, it would not be a problem. Why by saliva it would be a problem? So then he explains that you said the kamoida ein disha ma'amer, just like by dosh and ma'amer. Ma'amer is what the malacha we just finished talking about, right? Gathering fruits together, right? And also by dosh. So then ela begedule karka. That only applies by items which grew from the ground. Ki ein zoira, just like zoira, our malacha of winnowing also only applies to items which grew from the ground. Ein zoira elik begedule karka. For Adam, so he says in conjunction with this, for Adam nikra gedule karka, and a person has a din of gedule karka. A person themselves has a din of gedule karka. Avaloi b'mayim, but not water. Water does not have a halacha of an item which grew from the ground. Okay, how a person has a malacha from an item which grew from the ground. So I'm not going to get into the whole thing right now because they eat things, grew from the ground, whatever the case is, it's a whole way of explaining it. But water definitely not, is not, it might be in the ground, but it doesn't grow from the ground. So that's one thing. And another thing is that, so he says another thing, the bir halacha, if a person, these things, like with the water, somebody throws water up into the air. If you want to say, the person couldn't care less if the wind comes and blows it apart, then what do I care? So even you'll say it's going to happen automatically, but it's a psikration. So that's the bottom line. He does end off Sefer Alfei Menashe perish the Kavanas are Yerushalmi who b'mavir arba ames b'shus harabim. He touches it up as a different thing al de haruach, that this Yerushalmi is talking about a totally different thing. Has to do with hoitzah, but again, how it gets fit in to this whole thing that. And he wants to say it's only really, it's similar to Zoyra, it's not really Zoyra, but it's Hoitzah, just like by Zoyra, the wind carries these things, so by Hoitzah also, okay, maybe it has a man, I'm not going to get into the whole thing right now. So he says, just like by the if somebody spits into the air and the wind comes, so the same thing, there will be Chayv. Okay, but that's a different way of touching it. But be it as a man, bottom line is, when the dust settles, if you want to say, Mishabura Bir Halach is explaining that Lamaisa from Rabbi Kiva Eger, Chivas Rabbi Kiva Eger, that this whole thing that the Ramah brings down, that if it's one thing like spit, saliva, water, possibly aerosol sprays, these type of things, just spraying into the air or spitting into the air or water that's being thrown into the air, if a wind comes and separates it, would not be a problem in these cases. And we're going to see the practical applications in the upcoming Shiurim. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and Baruch Kol Tov.